Next month, New Jersey schools will start administering controversial new tests aligned to the federal Common Core state standards. Adding to the controversy are comments made this week by Governor Chris Christie while he was testing the GOP presidential campaign trail in Iowa. Helping us to untangle what Christie said and then apparently unsaid, New Jersey Spotlight founder and education reporter John Mooney. John, thanks for joining us once again.
My pleasure.
We'll get into politics, but first take us to school. A refresher, what's Common Core and what's PARC, as in P-A-R-C-C, got to do with it?
Yeah, the Common Core are some standards that were developed by sort of a coalition of states and business leaders a good 5 years ago, but even date back, their roots date back further than that. But they really came to fruition about 5 years ago, that are meant to be more rigorous, you know, sort of raise the bar a bit on getting kids ready for colleges and careers. And they were adopted by a vast majority of states, some 40-plus states. And out of that, there was then developed some assessments that would be aligned to them. One of them is the PARC test, P-A-R-C-C, which is the an acronym for Partnership for the Assessment of the Readiness of Readiness for College and Careers, a long mouthful. And those tests have been slow in rolling out and are taking place in about 12 states and starting next month, and are meant to be more sophisticated and quicker in turning around to really help drive instruction and get a better sense of where kids are and where they need to be.
Why don't we get a history lesson next? Take us back to 2010 when I believe Governor Chris Christie signed off on it.
Governor Christie, as well as the legislature, signed off on a couple of documents and applications to the federal government that said we're going to go ahead with this, and it's a good thing.
What changed in the interim so that now Christie expresses his term, grave concerns?
It's gotten more controversial as we've gotten closer, you know, and so certainly the implications of it and the real impact of these changes are starting to be felt, and that's why you're getting this pushback in a lot of communities as well. For the governor, you know, I mean, even as recently as 2013, he and even beyond that, 2014, he backed and was very vocal in backing the Common Core and the direction the state was taking. I mean, it was the state's been promoting this for a couple of years now. But you know, as we've gotten closer, and there's, you know, no secret that he has his eye on possibly running for the Republican nomination for president, and that has taken him into more conservative territory to trumpet him, his positions. And on this one, Common Core is not at all popular with the conservative bloc. A lot of them feel that it's sort of federal overreach into schools, and he has started hedging.
Now take us to ground level in Trenton, where it was attended to by an assembly committee today.
Yeah, today there was a couple bills on the agenda. One of them was a bill that would set up sort of a statewide, at least some statutory backing for a statewide policy on those who want to sit out the tests, opt out of the tests. And that's been a growing movement in New Jersey. Families in protest of too much testing and you know, too much data-driven, you know, decision-making have really started getting organized, and you're seeing more and more families who are openly saying, I'm not going to let my kids take this test. And so each district has somewhat been left to its own to develop policies, and there was a bill that would at least seek to set some policy on that in terms of letting them sit it out, you know, putting them in a separate location, not, you know, certainly no punishment being attached to it and the like. And so that's a big movement, and we were hearing a lot of that, and that bill at least passed the committee. And the second one would be to delay the consequences of the tests in general. At least as planned, they're going to be used in terms of judging schools, providing interventions for schools that are falling short, as well as, you know, some potential rewards for those that do well.
John, thanks for bringing us up to date.
Thank you.
That's NJ Spotlight founder and education reporter John Mooney.